Attorney for Sheridan Gorman's accused illegal alien killer claims he is brain damaged and disabled. By John Binder on March 27, 2026. The attorney representing an illegal alien accused of murdering 18-year-old Loyola University student Sheridan Gorman claims her client is severely brain damaged and disabled. On Friday, 25-year-old illegal alien Jose Medina-Medina of Venezuela appeared in court via Zoom where Judge D'Anthony Thedford ordered that he remain in Cook County Jail pending trial. It is difficult to imagine a greater threat than someone who hides themselves and then hides in a random place in a largely deserted beach with masks on waiting for their prey, Thedford said, according to the Chicago Tribune. As Breitbart News reported, Medina-Medina was arrested by the Chicago Police Department and charged with murdering Sheridan Gorman in a random attack on a pier at Chicago's Toby Prince Beach. Prosecutors say Sheridan was with a group of friends on the pier when she noticed Medina-Medina hiding. When Sheridan and others in the group started running for safety, Medina-Medina allegedly fired a gun, shooting and killing the young woman, who was in her freshman year of college. In court on Friday, Medina-Medina's attorney told the court that the illegal alien would prefer to remain in jail so that he can avoid being taken into custody by the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. Medina-Medina's attorney also said her client is severely brain damaged and disabled following an incident in 2018 where he was shot in the head. ICE officials have said Medina-Medina was apprehended crossing the southern border on May 9, 2023. But was released into the United States Interior under former President Joe Biden and Alejandro Mayorkas's expansive catch-and-release policy. Then, in June 2023, Medina-Medina was arrested in Chicago for shoplifting. Thanks to the city and state's sanctuary policies, the illegal alien was never turned over to ICE agents. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.